Genetic testing that we do is mostly looking for families that have an inherited arrhythmia disease in their family or cardiomyopathy type of disease. So genetic testing can be useful to determine if somebody is experiencing symptoms, if they're showing symptoms as to what those symptoms are caused by, and it can help determine what the risk is for other family members. So for their children, for brothers and sisters, for extended. So your genetics are you, but they affect the rest of your family as well.
Are you dealing more with families than individuals, both?
It's hard because with genetics, individual, very important, but also family members are really affected by this.
So if you start with one, likely you're going to go on to the other.
Yes. If we find something in one, then we can then do testing and determine risk for other family members if they need increased screening, if they need some type of device implanted, something like that.
The type of heart disease you're looking for, these are what, these circumstances that are beyond someone's control?
Yes. So something that a person was born with, a genetic predisposition to an inherited cardiovascular disease.
How does genetic testing work in this case? How is it performed?
We talk with the families, get their family history, see if there's anything else we should be talking about, and determine if there is genetic testing that's appropriate, what type we should do. And then at the end of the session, if the patient decides that that would be appropriate for them, helpful for them, then we will go ahead and we'll usually draw blood and send it off for genetic testing. It takes several weeks to get that information back. Usually we're doing a gene panel, so we're looking at not just one or two genes, but 13 to 76 genes, because the heart's very complex muscle. There's a lot of genetics involved. We have 22,000 some genes in our body. So we get that information back, usually about 10 to 12 weeks, depending on the laboratory we send to. And then we have patients come back into clinic, talk with us, and we interpret those results for them.
If you go and have a checkup with your doctor, they're going to start asking you, at the very least, does anybody in your family have any history of heart trouble or something like that? So there will be some oral history. And at what point would you go from that to somebody saying you should consider genetic testing?
Things that we're looking for that kind of send up some red flags are people who have passed away suddenly. So sudden cardiac death can either be in the form of drowning, people who just pass away suddenly in their 20s, 30s, 40s, earlier ages that just send up some red flags saying, you know, that's just what is going on there. People who are fainting, having palpitations, ventricular tachycardia, so their abnormal heart rate. These are all things that we look for, and that would be indicative that maybe something more should be done. So hopefully their cardiologist would then order more testing. If that testing looks abnormal, then they come to us.
Is genetic testing expensive?
It is expensive. However, commercial insurances, the cost is very affordable for families. So the genetic testing laboratories really try to make it an affordable endeavor for people. Usually the labs that we use will cap the cost at about $50 or $100. It'll depend on income. If somebody cannot afford genetic testing, the lab really will work with them to make that a reality for them, because we just know how important it is for families and how important it is for their screening, for their health, keeping them as healthy as possible.